you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Well, we continue in the vein of highlighting some of the great work of the journalists in our newsroom with KPCC and LAist criminal justice correspondent Frank Stoltz. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Sharon.
So you've been reporting at LAist.com on Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who's recently turned his focus to addressing the growing number of unhoused people in Venice and on the Venice boardwalk. In fact, he's gone there personally in cowboy hat to work on it. So give us some background and context on what Sheriff Villanueva is doing in Venice.
Sharon, it's unclear what prompted his foray into Venice. I've asked around if, you know, there was a certain event or something he read about what was going on out there that prompted him to go. It's really unclear. He just sort of seemed to show up earlier this month, promising to get help for homeless folks in Venice, social services, shelter, on what he called a humanitarian mission. And then he sent his homeless outreach team and some of his mental evaluation teams, 16 or so deputies and up to 6 county social workers to Venice. I talked to the lieutenant in charge of the effort. He says they are working down the Venice boardwalk, assessing people's needs. And he said that so far, and they've been out there maybe 10 days now, that they've gotten about 6 people into temporary shelters.
6 out of how many?
There are about 2,000 people who are homeless in the Venice area. Along the boardwalk, and mostly along the north part of the boardwalk, there are about 250 living in about 130 tents.
Oh, my God. Well, where does he opine? Where does he think the unhoused there should go? What's his plans for finding them shelters and services?
Yeah, well, obviously, there are a lot of homeless service agencies that have been working out there for a long time. The LA Homeless Services Agency itself, St. Joseph Center, people assisting the homeless, trying to get people shelter. They've found shelter for some, but there often is not enough shelter space. And a lot of the shelters often don't provide the health services that a lot of folks need. I'm talking about drug rehabilitation, mental health services, et cetera. This is a diverse population, as we know. Some people are down on their luck. Some people are drug addicts, others suffering from various illnesses. So what the sheriff, to answer your question, says he's going to be able to do that these other social services agencies have not been able to do is a little unclear. But here's the catch, Sharon. What the sheriff can do that they can't do is threaten arrest if they don't get off the Venice boardwalk. And he told me, actually, LAPD Chief Michael Moore said that the sheriff told him that he has set aside jail space for those arrests in Venice.
Well, what violation are people committing if there's no alternative for them to go?
Well, here's the interesting thing, the other interesting thing. During the pandemic, the city of L.A. Put a moratorium on removing tents during the day. So the LAPD essentially has had a hands-off approach. And that's in part the reason for the explosion in the number of homeless people along the boardwalk. The sheriff doesn't have any such restrictions. And the sheriff, even though he doesn't regularly patrol Venice, it's inside the city of L.A., is free to enforce laws throughout the county. So what he's doing is going into essentially LAPD territory and not handling this as a health crisis, which a lot of activists say it should be seen as, but more almost as a law enforcement issue.
Well, and so how, you know, there's obviously a turf thing going on here. How has LAPD Chief Michael Moore responded to the sheriff's presence there?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I talked to Chief Moore. He said he did not know the sheriff was going out there. He read about it in news reports, and he called the sheriff the day after he was out there and said, hey, how can I help you? What's going on? What's happening? The chief did not condemn the sheriff. In fact, the chief said the threat of arrest that the sheriff's making may help people to move on, to get out of there. Sharon, you asked this question already. The question is, where do they go?
Yeah.
You know, there's a shortage of shelters. There's certainly a desperate short of actual housing. So, you know, the concern among activists and social service workers is that you get them into temporary shelter, maybe for a month or two or three, and you're just displacing them. They get out. There's no place for them to go. They're back out on the streets. And this is the crisis of homelessness in L.A. And, you know, we would be remiss if we didn't note that the sheriff was running for re-election next year. Homelessness in all the political polling is off the charts. It's the number one issue.
Yep.
So, you know, the fact that he's in the, you know, the probably the biggest tourist attraction in the county or among the top, saying he's going to do, you know, he's going to clean up the boardwalk, you know, because politicians has failed. Might play well for him next year.
Yeah, that's some visibility. So in a way, you've kind of got good cop, bad cop. You've got, you know, Michael Moore, LAPD chief, being, you know, nice and hands off, and then you've got Villanueva in his cowboy hat marching with a phalanx of 16. And the visual of these groups of deputies wearing their sunglasses and their masks and their riot gear and their bulletproof vests, it doesn't have the feel of social outreach exactly. You quote Sheriff Villanueva in your story from his weekly Facebook live chat, which was last week. He says, "We're coming for you. You do not belong here in LA County. You need to pack up your bags and head back to the state where you come from." What data supports the claim that the unhoused people are coming from out of state?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Actually, the latest count of homeless folks by the LA Homeless Services Agency found that at least 80% of homeless folks have lived in LA for at least 5 years. So the idea that the sheriff claims that a large number are from out of state and that they need to go back, you know, to where they belong, doesn't quite fit. I told you I talked to the lieutenant leading this effort, and you know, he is a guy who has dealt with homeless around the county and tried to help people get into services. And you know, I almost got the sense that he's stuck between a hard place, you know, a rock and a hard place, because you know, in the end, he is a law enforcement officer and he's not a healthcare worker, and you know, that's really, you know, the sheriff's function. Is law enforcement. And so while the sheriff is saying, hey, I'm going to offer services, try to get people into where they need to go, shelter, etc., you know, he's a man with a badge and a gun. And, you know, his primary purpose is to enforce the law. And so he's set this July 4th deadline. We will see if he enforces it, you know, because This is, as you mentioned, the second largest concentration of homeless folks in LA County, and removing them from Venice Boardwalk would be difficult.
Well, now, has Los Angeles City Council said whether it might revisit the moratorium on tent removals in Venice?
You know, I've asked around about that. I have not heard anything. You know, one activist told me that because we're in the middle of a heat wave, it certainly wouldn't happen now. And we're in the hot summer months, you know, and there have been various negotiated settlements with cities where they should not remove people during extreme cold weather, nor should they remove people during extreme hot weather. So, but no, I have not heard that the city plans to, but you would expect them to, as the pandemic peters out.
Well, I mean, you can move them off Venice theoretically, but that doesn't mean that they're not going somewhere else. It's like the waterbed theory, right? You push it in one area, it comes out in others. So, you know, it'll go to other freeway underpasses, riverbeds. You know, after the county passed its homeless measure, there appeared to be more money for removing homeless people along the San Gabriel River, where I ride my bike quite often. But then I'm hearing that they've just gone to other little cities on the periphery. So I don't know how clearing Venice resolves an unhoused problem. It just resolves a beach problem, maybe.
Yeah. I've only been on a waterbed a few times in my life, Sharon.
I didn't mean to get so personal. Well, let me ask you a quick.
I'll answer your question. Yes, I think, you know, what's happening in Venice just highlights, you know, the challenge of the homeless crisis. And that is particularly in the city of L.A., which has the vast majority of homeless people in L.A. County. There just has not been the commitment of resources to get people permanently housed.
Wow. Well, on that note, quickly before you go, L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon yesterday talked about his new police shooting review panel. Tell us who's on it and what it'll do.
Yeah, this is interesting. He had promised during his campaign to review past police shootings, shootings where past DAs, his immediate predecessor, had decided that the officers involved did not commit any crime, that it was a good shooting, so to speak. And sure enough, now he's created this panel, lots of civil rights folks, scholars and activists, the dean of the Berkeley Law School, Erwin Chemerinsky, the head of the ACLU's police practices section, as well as activists, including someone from BLM, which I'm sure police unions are not too happy about.
Black Lives Matter, the LA chapter.
Yeah, Black Lives Matter, the LA chapter. And so what they're going to do is they're going to look at probably more than 300 past fatal shootings to see if there's any evidence or witness testimony that might contradict that initial decision by his predecessor to not go forward with any charges against the police involved. And then they won't make a recommendation to the DA. They will simply sort of present the case to him along with UC Irvine law students who will do a lot of sort of the researching. You know, I have to say, Sharon, currently, there's a prosecution by the DA of an LA County Sheriff's deputy who shot somebody fatally in Norwalk. But there hasn't, you know, aside from that, there hasn't been a police prosecution in a shooting case since 2000.
So this is potentially revolutionary.
Yes, absolutely.
Astonishing. Well, that's KPCC and LAist criminal justice correspondent Frank Stultz. Frank, you can read his reporting on Sheriff Villanueva's efforts in Venice, as well as DA Gascon's new review panel at LAist.com. You can also find more from Jackie Fortier, who we just heard from, on workplace mask requirements. Frank, thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us today.
Thanks, Sharon.
It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Coming up, we'll look at the history of and the controversy surrounding Central American migrants coming to the U.S. after both President Biden and Vice President Harris addressed the issue recently. Back in a minute.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.